Davos Moles move to Motown, dealmakers to swap skiing for ice fishing. Amidst a chaotic few days where we thought we'd see a hostile takeover of a block of Arctic ice after President Trump bear-hugged Greenland last weekend, another development may be just as momentous. Interim Davos co-chief Larry Fink revealed the Poobahs are thinking of moving the annual confab from the Alps to Detroit or Dublin. Quel horror! Despite the chaos, markets rebounded on Thursday, and dealmakers and corporate titans expressed a significant amount of bullishness about 2026 this week. Morgan Stanley CEO Ted Pick said that he is pretty amped up about the dealmaking and IPO environment, as companies are in excellent health. This tone was echoed throughout CNBC's interviews at Davos, with Citadel's Ken Griffin noting that AI has been a tremendous source of growth and that productivity will lift in America. Molise founder Ken Molise said that scale and access to capital matter when discussing the potential for future deals, especially in Europe. The high hopes for the M&A market were not just left for Davos. Freshfields' Ethan Klingsberg made similar predictions, saying the demand for data centers and software deals will drive M&A in 2026. Beyond M&A, we enjoyed that the FT's Henry Mance embodied a spirit of dialogue by sharing a translation guide for how to speak Davosian. One of the favorite phrases bandied about in Davos, humanity has just entered. A new era of possibility in Mance's spoof translates to, it's January. Meanwhile, Sean Bissman and Gray Broaddus at Compensation Advisory commented on the recent ISS and Glass Lewis updates, discussing 2026 pay-for-performance models and proxy voting guidelines. While these proxy advisors have come under fire recently, these updates provide a benchmark for the upcoming proxy season, with extra scrutiny and evaluation around CEO compensation being a main focus. In activism news, amid a red-hot M&A market, Reuters' Svea Herbst-Bayliss highlights comments from Bank of America and Barclays predicting that activists will keep pushing for company sales and breakups as a major tool in their arsenals, continuing a trend that started in the second half of 2025. The deal says a month after the new activist holdco called on changes at the Cleveland-based regional bank, KeyCorp announced a board refreshment and plans to double share repurchases to avoid a proxy fight. In deals news this week, Netflix makes the next move in the quest for Warners. Netflix was the major actor in the Warner Bros. Discovery deal saga this week, with the Journal noting the streamer has shifted to an all-cash offer. In addition, Netflix reported earnings on Tuesday with the Herd on the Streets' Dan Gallagher, noting that slowing growth and higher content costs showcase why the streaming giant needs WBD, even if it dominates the industry. Bloomberg reported that Paramount extended its tender offer for WBD shares through to February 20th. After a decade of involvement with the company, the FT reports that Berkshire is evaluating a potential sale of almost its nearly 28% stake in Kraft Heinz, in what could be one of the first major moves under new CEO Greg Abel, although no deal is imminent. The Wall Street Journal reports that this week marked the fifth time that the London-listed cyber insurer Beazley has rejected a takeover offer by its European rival Zurich Insurance, with Beazley noting that it remains confident in its standalone prospects and that the offer is undervalued. On to corporate governance. In drinks with the deal, Mahvesh Qureshi, an M&A partner at Hogan Lovells and member of the firm's global board, sits down with host David Marcus to discuss her career, adapting to different environments, relating to clients, and the firm's pending merger with Cadwallader. The deal's Gene Haggerty recaps the Delaware Supreme Court decision to dismiss a lawsuit challenging an agreement between Mullis and founder Ken Mullis, emphasizing that the court's ruling will send a message that chancery judges should be wary of breaking significant new legal ground in their opinions. In the land of public offerings, Bloomberg reports after a strong 2025 for SPAC IPOs, the momentum has continued into 2026 so far, with more than $2 billion going into companies opting to go public via the structure, creating a cautious optimism around the future of SPACs. Financial Times writes that SpaceX has taken the next step to potentially become the world's largest IPO this week by lining up Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley for potential leading roles on the blockbuster listing. According to Barron's, BitGo is the year's first big IPO. BitGo, a crypto startup, debuted on the NYSE on Thursday and is one of the first to test the IPO waters and could be seen as a sign of the market to come in 2026. From our desk to yours. For those of you who are willing to brave the icy temperatures and potential snow, The Exhibits in New York Substack offers a list of fantastic shows that are more worth the adventure. In Chelsea, you can discover Rob Pruitt's third solo exhibition, Skyscapes, at 303 Gallery through February 28. Meanwhile, right down the street, you can see Bruce Conner's three-channel film installation, Three Screen Ray, at Paula Cooper through February 14. Last week provided the opening of Alison Rossiter's fourth solo exhibition, Semblance, at Chelsea's Yossi Milo. The work can be seen through March 14. Moving down in the Lower East Side, 601 Art Space, curated by Rachel Raffaella Gugelberger, is hosting an exhibition called An Incomplete Haunting. The research-driven and place-based works are on display through February 22. Finally, in Tribeca, you can find Hitoshi Morimoto's Ceramic City at Guild Gallery. The exhibition, which lasts until March 24, looks at statues through the prisms of light and shadow across ceramics. In addition, the Met's George Morrison exhibition in the museum's American Wing is on view through May 31. Horizons are the main theme of this magical exhibition, and the works show how much the enigma of a horizon can shape a painter's perspective. With temperatures this cold, these exhibits offer the necessary escape to another viewpoint, and we are excited to check them out. In People Moves, City hired former Paramount executive and media banker Alex Burkett to run its media, entertainment, and sports coverage group in New York. Former Wachtell partner Allison Zieski-Price joined Simpson Thacker. Sidley named Kai Likafet co-lead of its public company advisory practice. In upcoming events, January 28, Bloomberg Deals TV show launch, New York, New York, January 30. Skytop Shareholder Activism Summit, New York, New York, February 2 to 3. WSJ Invest, live, West Palm Beach, Florida, March 3 to 4. Bloomberg Invest, New York, New York, March 19 to 20, 38th Annual Tulane Corporate Law Institute, New Orleans, Louisiana.